Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a tiny staff of base in the Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting on Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Says the Gemara, the Maaseh, that's wrote down also in Brachas, wrote down in the Bavli, in a little bit different version. Maaseh v'Talmid Echot Shebo v'Sholos Rabbi Yeshua Tefilas Ha'erev Mahi. So the Talmid came to Rabbi Yeshua and asked him, what's the din of Ma'ariv? Omer Loi Rishus, it's a Rishus, it's not an obligation. Bava Sholos Om Gamliel, so he asked Om Gamliel, Tefilas Ha'erev Mahi, what's the din of Ma'ariv? Omer Loi Chayva, says it's a Chayva, it's an obligation. Omer Loi Ba'aloi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Loi Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua says the Ma'ariv is Rishus. Tomorrow, when we go into Bismedish, get up and ask this question. So when the next day in the shir, when Gamliel is giving a shir, the Talmud gets up and says, it's the chayiv, it's obligation. Did you say Rishus? No, he said, I didn't. He didn't want to argue with Rabbi Gamliel in public. Stand on your feet, and it will testify that you said Rishus. And Rabbi Gamliel was not very happy with Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Gamliel continued the shear and did not tell Rabbi Yeshua to sit down. So Rabbi Yeshua continued standing. Everybody was got a little upset. Rabbi Gamliel disrespected Rabbi Yeshua this way. The Tel Chutzpi HaTurgamon, the one who stood up and announced and the shear of Gamliel to everybody that he should let people leave. He told him to say Kaddish, which that's the Kaddish that you say in the end of the shear. He got up and said Kaddish. So everybody got up and left the shear. So they told Rabbi Gamliel afterwards. Meaning, why did you treat Rabbi Yeshua this way? Miadochu minus Rabbi Elazar ben Azari b'shivos, they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azari to be the nasi. Bin Sheshta Shana Hoyom, according to the Yerushalmi, he was 16 years old. V'nimla kol roisho sevus, and his whole hair turned to be white like an old man. V'Rabbi Kiva Yoishu mitzar v'oimer, so Rabbi Kiva was a little in tzar, they didn't appoint him to be the nasi. So he said, Loishu ben Toyo Yoishimen, he's not greater than me in Toyo. Elishahu ben Gdoilim Yosimin. He has a yichus. His fathers that were chasher rabbanim. Ashrei adam shezechulo yavoisov. Ashrei adam sheeshlo yosed li talos bo. Ashrei the person who has his fathers to rely on and he has what to hold on to. Uma oiso he said to Shir Rablos ben Azayah. What was the big yichus of Rablos ben Azayah? She was Siri Lezri, the 10th generation to Ezra Sofer. Says in one comment of Solim, are you showing how many benches were added the day the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi? Rabbi Yaakov b'Susai Yomar Shmoinim Safsolim Shetanich Chachamim. 80 benches of Tanich Chachamim are you showing. Chutz v'noindi ma'achor ha'godah, except the ones that are behind the fence. On the basis of Aboyin Shloish Shmoy Safsolim Shetanich Chachamim are you showing. Those 300 benches. Chutz v'noindi ma'achor ha'godah, except the ones that are standing behind the fence. Ki'id Tarin Tamon. I mean, we talk about this story that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became a Nasi, is what we saw in the Mishnah, B'yoyim Shu Shiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be Yeshiva. That's when you're mentioning that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they put him in the Yeshiva, that's the day. Tama Tanina, there we learned, Zemidrash Dorsh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yifnei Chachomim Bekerem Bihavne. This is the Medrash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in front of the Chachomim, that was that day they became a Nasi. And explains the Gemara, V'chi Kerem Ayashim, was it a vineyard? Ele'ayil Tivich Chachomim Shu Yosim Shu Yishur Skekerem. They're sitting in rows like a vineyard. So Gamliel went according to the Gusar of the Yerushalmi to each one of the Talmidim to come and be Mephias each one. Also Gabi Rabbi Shua and Kitri Rabbi Shua of Ashkadav Ovin Machat, and he saw that his business was he was making needles. Only mean Eile at Chai, this is what gives you Parnasa? Only Vat Kadoin at Boy Meida. Until now you didn't know this, until now you were supposed to know this before. Oilu Lidor Shad Parnasa. Say, oi, for the generation that you're the parnos, that you don't know how the Talmidim are being, they get parnosa. Meaning, I spoke to you improperly, and he's asking for forgiveness. So he accepted it. So they sent to Blazer ben Azayo that Ram Gamliel asked Mechilo, and who came to tell that to Blazer ben Azayo? Chat Kotzer. A koiv is someone who does laundry. For his time, and some say Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva was the one who went to tell Elazar ben Azariah. And how did he tell him that? Only Mishu Maze bin Maze Yaze. which refers to a Kohen who sprinkles the blood, and his father sprinkles the blood, he should be the one continuing to sprinkle the blood. One who he didn't himself didn't sprinkle, and his father didn't sprinkle, will he tell a Kohen who's a son of a Kohen, referring to the dugmo of paradumo, so the water needs to be water coming from Maim Chaim. He will tell him the water came from Mei Me'ora, from a cave, and your Efrecho is Efre Makle, meaning it's regular ashes, not the ashes of paradumo. So it's a mashal that he tells the Bozeman Azariah, when Gamliel is a Nasi and his father was a Nasi, he should continue being the Nasi. Amulayim, so Bozeman Azariah said, they appease each other, Aniva Atem Nashkim Lepitcho Shon Gamliel, so tomorrow me and you will go to Gamliel to tell him that he's back to be a Nasi. Avi Bichen Loi Ridu Oysum Gdulo, so they didn't remove Bozeman Azariah completely, Eliminu So Avbezin, he was the Avbezin, so they still gave him some Gdulo. He continued after he was appointed to be a Nasi. Halacha Bei Zok the Mishnah. Eilu Em HaMa'amodos. What is the Ma'amodos? So the Mishnah explains. Fish Re'ma'ah, it says in the Pasuk, Tzavaz Mnei Yisrael is Korbani Lachmi Leishai. Shmuel told Am Yisrael, you should give the Korbanis, give Korban HaTomid. V'chiyach Korbano Shel Odom Korev Hu Eino Imed Al Gabov. When Am Yisrael brings Korban, they have to have someone standing in it, like any other Korban, that the owner is standing next to the Korban. So the Nevi'im Rishayim established 24 Mishmaris. The Nevi'im Rishayim established 24 groups of Koyanim. They divided the Koran into 24 Mishmaris. Each one came from 1 week. There was a standing in Yerushalayim, Shal Koyanim, Shal Nevi'im, Shal Yisrael. And what he means, Shal Koyanim, Levi'im, it means not in addition. The Koyanim that were working the Mishmar, that's the Koyanim. The Levi'im, they were doing the Shiro, as we'll see, that's the Levi'im. And in addition, you had Am Yisrael as well. He gives man a Mishra, and the Mishra, the time the Mishra comes, so Kriyano v'levio v'elim Yushalayim, the Kriyano v'levim go to Yushalayim to do their avoido. V'yisrael sh'boyis ha-Mishra miskantzim be'oreim v'koyim b'maisa bereshis. And the Yisrael gather in the different cities to do Maisa Bereshis, meaning in addition to the group of Yisrael that was in Yerushalayim, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, there was Yisrael in every town, in every city, and they were doing tinies to represent Am Yisrael on the carbon. So the Gemara, Letzucha Dilo, I mean, we didn't have to say, but, Eilu Hem Ma'amodois, Miskantzi Ba'arim, V'kari Maisa Bereshis. I mean, we meant to refer to the previous Mishnah. There is Ma'amodois, so you said, what is Ma'amodois? Ma'amodois are the one, they gather in their cities, and they read Maisa Bereshis. But why does the Mishnah have to start from the Nevi'im and give me the whole background? So says the Gemara of Chabes on the base, Ba La'atchil Mitchilas HaPasha, wants to give you the background. Yes, right, the halacha, we needed only to tell you the Ma'amodos, what is it? But I want to come and give you where it came from. The Tmidim or the Korbanos of Am Yisrael. Should Am Yisrael all go to Yerushalayim and be standing on the Korban? Because it says only what? Only in the regalim Am Yisrael, all Am Yisrael goes to Yerushalayim. Should you tell me that Am Yisrael should not be doing melacha like anybody who brings a korban and doesn't do melacha? It says that they have to come and gather their grain. Who's going to gather it? Hello, Shetkin Ravim Rishonim, Mr. Varba Mishmars. You have 24 groups of Koyanim. Kol Mishra Mishra, every group, Aya Omud, Yushalayim, Mishal Koyanim, Mishal Levim, Mishal Yisrael. So here the Gemara tells us in Yushalayim there was groups of Koyanim, Levim, and Yisrael. Says Mortani Srivarbo Elef Omud Yushalayim. The group in Yushalayim was 24,000. Vechatzi Amud Meirichon. Half of that, 12,000, was in Yerichon. Because every city had representatives. But Yerichon is such a big city, it had 12,000 people. Vav Yerichon is a Yechoyle Loitzi Omud Sholem. Even Yerichon could have had the same amount like Yushalayim had. El Bishulachloik covered Yushalayim Hasai Tamutzio Chatzi Omud. In order to give cover to Yerushalayim, so the amount of people in Yerichon that were presenting Am Yisrael was only half of the amount in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara goes on to explain, HaKoyanim la'avoy, the Koyanim do the avoydo. V'alevim leduchon to do the shiro. V'Yisrael mo'ichichim al ha'atzmom shev shluchem shekol Yisrael. And Yisrael is a job that they are the representatives of Am Yisrael. Tani Shimon HaKoyanim v'alevim v'Yisrael v'shir me'akvim sakorben. So the Koyanim, the Levim, the Yisrael, and the shir, Chaim explains the clay shir. You need to have the kelim, you have to have the instruments. What's the source of Rabbi Shimon? Because it says, who's that? Elu Yisrael, that they bound down in the korban. They are doing the shiro. והחויטוס ומחטוסים אל הקריאנים, that they're doing the avoido, עד לחלויס האוילו, הכל מעקב וסקור, but everything's מעקב. And even though we didn't mention here the instruments, but the chatzotros that refers to the koyanim also teach you about the actual instruments you need to use during the avoda. Kedilus the Gemara, Rabbi Tanchum Mishir Ablozer Shomali Minador. You learn from the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ve'etnos Levim Nesunim LeAaron Ulevonov Mitoich Bnei Yisrael." Who is that? Elo Levim. The Levim are the ones have to do their avoda. La avoda, avoda Bnei Yisrael. Elo koyanim. They do the actual avoda. Olechapel Bnei Yisrael Zashir. That's the song. That's why Yisrael are involved in Avoido. How do you know that Shir is Kapar as well? So Chinano Avoid the Baranato, the father Baranato, B'Shem Rabbanyo, because it says in the Pasuk, Chaper al Bnei Yisrael is a Shir. Minayin Shashir Me'akev, do you have to have a Shir? If it's a Kapar, so it's Me'akev in the Korban. Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 groups of Koyanim. Arba Mishal Elazar, Arba Mishal Itamar. Meaning, Elazar and Isamar are the children of Aaron and Koyan. So 4 groups came from Elazar, 4 groups came from Isamar. Hachama David and Shmuel Haroye, Vosif Olem, Oit Shmoina. So David and Shmuel and Novi, they add another 8. Arba Mishal Elazar, Arba Mishal Isamar. So you have now a total of 16. There was not enough people in Isamar's family, so only the next 8 came only from Elazar's family. That's what the pasuk says. There was much more Bnei Elazar Bnei Isamar. They said the dash from this pasuk. It says Beis Av Echod Achuz LeElazar. Not so clear. What the Gemara says Beis Av Echod twice, but the pasuk is Beis Av Echod Achuz LeElazar, which means they added a Beis Av to Elazar. Shenisvastu Batei Avasachem. Whatever he had, he already had 8. They had another 8 to him. The Achuz LeElazar. That's Hemshach pasuk. Whatever is by Yisamar is by Yisamar. Mashatavas Tovas. He didn't add to him. So Yisamar was 8 and he stayed 8, and Elazar was 8 and turned out to be 16, total of 24. Continues the Gemara of Zeir B'Shev Chuno. He brings the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says Lechezir Shivasar. Well, what is Lechezir? What is it referring to? Shechazor Hamachzor LeElazar. Meaning there's 8 groups from Elazar, 8 groups from Yisamar. Now they added another one. Number 17 is the next one coming back to Elazar. Why Dafka 24? Why not, for example, 23? So he says it can be. Why Dichtiv Meyasa David VShmuel Haroye BeEmunosom? It's a side of David and Shmuel with Emuna, meaning it was with Cheshbon. It was a Chachma over here. It says the one of Chav Gimel and Aleph BeEmunosom. What does the Emunos refer to? Umnus Kedoyilo Haisasham. It was a very clever concept over here of the 24 Mishmaris. Why? Which means Zdeh Achuzo is a sade that was hegdish. If it wasn't redeemed, so in the Yovel, when Yovel comes in, the Kohanim that are there in the Beis Hamikdash in that week of the Yom Kippur of the Yovel, they receive the Zdeh Achuzo. So that happens once every 50 years. If you do the Cheshbon, each week you have one Mishmar, 24 weeks, and then it goes again and again. When you get to year number 50, it will never be one Mishmar twice before all Mishmaris get a chance to get in the Yovel. If you divide the year to 24 Mishmaris, so it happens to be that in the Yovel you will never have a double up. There will be no Mishmar that will get twice before all the Mishmaris get this Deachuzah. So that was a tremendous cheshbon, do specifically 24 mishmaros, not more, not less, to make sure that all the mishmaros get a right in the yovel, even though it's supposed to take 24 yovelers to get there. But at the end of the day, each one will have each mishmar, each family, each group will have their right to get from this Zdeh Achuzo, and before anybody else takes twice. And that's what the Gemara says. Amar Avoch, Hishavtim, I did the cheshbon as well. Shein mishra noitel v'shoine, and no mishra takes twice with Zdeh Achuzo, ad sheitel chaver, until every mishra gets his right. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Chov Beis.